Hey everybody, it's Kimmy. This is just a random podcast about how I really like the underdogs, like the people that society mostly bets against. You know, the people that you see day to day and maybe they don't fit in, they're kind of weird, or people bet against, you look at them and you just wouldn't think that they're capable of things. That kind of underdog. And this is also why I think I like advertising so much. The growth of people and getting their attention, changing their minds for the better, and seeing how you can grow. Because I like to see, it's like Rocky Balboa. It's like 8 Mile. There's a lot of things. It's like a lot of things. I love being underestimated. Because I feel like society needs proof that something is good or someone is good before believing in it, which is the opposite of believing in it. Needing proof is, I feel like it's a vulnerability. You either believe in someone or the idea of something, or you don't. You know, people needing proof that something will be great before being able to believe in it is, it's a huge vulnerability. Seeing something and how it has potential, that's huge. I mean, take from those people, let's just say the people that are really, really famous, because we all know them, that you can see right now, LeBron James, Beyonce. You didn't see LeBron James when he was shooting free throws at 5 a.m. when he was however old, free throw after layup after layup after dribble session, dribble set, like drills and drills and drills. But you see the LeBron today. You know, take those people who you look at and who you see, whether it be in your life or those people that we all know that are famous because, you know, they have the fame and the money right now. They weren't always like that. They didn't get born like that. It wasn't always obvious. People betted against them again and again and again, but they didn't let that get to them. I think that's why, you know, I like who I like so much when it comes to influencers, musicians, actors, business people. Like any influencers I really, really fucked with. They weren't the type to take advantage of others, you know, step on people's heels. So they didn't come out great from the start. It didn't look great for them. Society would mostly have betted against them. Like the future looked dim for most people like this. And that's not to shame people who grew up rich or well off. I disagree with writing people off because of the fact that they have money. And just discrediting them as being able to do something just because they were given things. I don't think that's fair either. I mean, like, take the Kardashians, right? People are hella mad that they're, like, rich and famous and for no reason or whatever. Their mom is a marketing monster, A. And they did get their build up. People say it was because of other reasons, but regardless. So Kylie and Kendall were born into wealth and fame, right? But I don't believe in discrediting them because of that. Or anyone else that's well off, because money isn't everything. Neither is fame. So if you believe that money and fame are everything and you're writing these people off because they have it, you're missing a lot. I mean, before coming out of the womb, people aren't able to know how much money they have. Choose what color they'll be. Nothing about their situation is chosen by them. Just keep that in mind. It's all how they handle it individually. I mean, if Kendall and whoever the hell is rich and famous and, I mean, they come out like a snob because of it, obviously it's gotten to them and that's the wrong, you know, that's a different story. But I don't know. I really like the underdogs. That's why I've never really fit in with the in crowd and I'm happy for it. I used to not be happy about it in high school, but now I get it and I'm happy for it. Honestly, if you have something that you want to do and you don't believe in it because society, people around you just don't believe in it, please, please believe in yourself. You know, regardless, I really like the underdogs, ones with no proof that they'll succeed at all. And it looks really dim for them, like there's no coming back from whatever their situation is right now. But they pick up themselves, change their situation, and put in the work. And you can start that at 50, 60, 70 years old. That's my belief. Because this age thing is no fucking joke. And that's a whole nother podcast for a whole nother time. I hope you have a good day. Get started on whatever you want to do.